Item number five is the fee for service agreements.
Anyone buying?
Good morning again. So going through our fee for service contracts this morning, and I'm sorry, purchase of service contract today. These are all of our providers who are currently providing care coordination services for our Wraparound Milwaukee and CCS networks currently. So we are looking to approve those contracts for the beginning of 2022. I will also mention here that this service is currently out for RFP as we are moving forward. But given the timing and process to that, we know that we're going to not have that finalized by the end of 2021, just given some setbacks that we have in place currently as we move forward. But if you want me to go into specific detail in regards to any of those, I'm sorry, let me get to the right page here. Sorry for this delay. Somehow I got all screwed up within my, there we go, sorry. So alternatives, AJA, Broadstep, La Causa, St. A, St. Charles, all are offering, Wisconsin Community Services, all are offering care coordination services for us currently. There are a few others that are within this group that are our C group, which is our education and advocacy service that works in conjunction with MPS as well as DYFS and child welfare to provide IEP supports. We have our current family advocacy agency, Moving Families Forward, also included there, that provides community support and outreach to the community to ensure that we are providing adequate and appropriate supports throughout our community in conjunction with our wraparound services. As well, we do have a grant supported initiatives with St. Charles. They are providing of our system of care and PCS social workers within within our system of care grant, which is grant funded, as well as operating a supported employment program for all of Milwaukee County. That is also a grant operated service there. Wisconsin Community Services also is, provides care coordination, as I said, but also does providing staff for our system of care grant and family peer specialist work that we're doing within the community. And then Kids Forward provides evaluation and data services as well as training and consultation for support of our Wraparound Milwaukee system of care.
So anyone want to make a motion to approve?
Are we doing questions first or motions first, or what are we doing?
I have been in the pattern of doing the motions first and then going into discussion before the vote.
Okay.
So I'll move approval.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion. Mary?
Brian, on the Broadstep contract, yeah. Which are the two separate what are the two separate facilities in Milwaukee County where the stabilization home services are being pulled? What two facilities within Broadstep? Because I know Broadstep came up in the quality meeting, and there was they had some of their services pulled, and I'm just curious.
Sure. That's actually a part of the adult contract.
Okay.
That they have, and I think Amy can address that answer to you, because I'm not familiar what the two sites are. But that's not a part of the youth world.
that's not part of the youth world. Okay. And then my second question is with WCS. Oh, Amy would answer that too regarding the peer support and the Office of Consumer Affairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can answer both of those. Those are purchase of service contracts. So for the Broad Step one, for Stabilization House, we are asking to extend the contracts that we have for Martin and Silver Lawn houses, to extend those 3 more months into 2022, as we are still working with the vendor that obtained the contract via the RFP process, which is Matt Talbot Services. We're still working with them on a location, potential remodel, and whatnot. So we know that we need to extend and continue to have clients being served. And so we're asking for another extension for Broad Step for those 2 locations, which are current crisis stabilization houses.
Okay. And then I had a question on
WCS.
Yeah, just I was wondering, out of the funds, how much of it was still going to the actual hospital based on the low census? And then was that dollar amount that's being funded for the hospital peer specialists, or is it the dollar amount that's being funded that includes Connect and all of the other peer specialist services?
Good question, Mary. Yes. That contract, that is for all of our peer specialist services in all levels of service. So you're correct. That total amount goes for the hospital-based Team Connect Crisis Stabilization House. It also allows in there for expansion of Team Connect that we're expecting to do in 2022. Potentially that could even end up including some peers as a part of Team Connect at the Mental Health Emergency Center if those discussions go that route. So we left in the additional funding to be able to expand our use of peers largely with Team Connect post the hospital. And we will work to transition staff that are peer specialists on inpatient units, if they would like to do community work. As the hospital downsizes, we will then look to move them into positions within Team Connect if they'd like to stay with us.
Would it be possible to create, and this isn't just for the sake of busy work, to create a budget of what it looks like at the beginning of the year with the intent of the budget, with the hospital in place, versus at the end of the year, how it ends up, where people end up in the various different positions, to look where the peer power ended up?
Yeah, we can put that together because we do already have it for what current state is. And what we would then do, it's a little tricky, but because it all depends on which unit we close first. Mm-hmm. And then as we close, where we can expand and what positions people can move into. Remembering that also, individuals that work for the stabilization houses, our future state of crisis stabilization house, the vendor of that service will actually hire their own peer specialists. They won't come from the Office of Consumer Affairs. So really, as each service closes, whether it's inpatient or the stabilization house, our plan is to move individuals into expansion of Team Connect moving forward. We can have a breakdown of it, of where people are now, but that's exactly what will happen. They'll all move into Team Connect and our access clinics.
Right.
We also have peers at each access clinic. So MHSI will also have a peer moving forward.
Right. So that answers my question is, are the number of peers that are employed by WCS through the Office of Consumer Affairs, will that number stay solid? Or will we lose some of those people, or will there be places to absorb them within BHD?
We're hoping to keep them all and to keep those positions. Right now, as our expansion of Team Connect, the one question mark is depending on what our role will be with the Mental Health Emergency Center. That's the one, and right now that would be like two positions. But otherwise, we believe between our access clinics and with Team Connect, the current staff that are an inpatient, we would be able to move them into positions in the community. Also knowing that we may have a peer or two that don't want to do community-based work, but we believe that we will be able to, anyone who would want to, that we can move them into our Team Connect and access clinic positions.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Sure.
Any further discussion? Okay, we'll call the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous.